In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. I was just thinking about answered prayer. We needed benches in the church. This was years ago. And I said to the Lord, we'll buy chairs if you want us to. It would have been $60,000. But if you have another way, show me. I got a call from Sister Margaret Catherine that they had benches for the church, and would I want them? And I said, I want them. I've been praying about this. She said, how do you know they're going to fit? I said, they'll fit because we've been praying about this. And you know what? They fit, and they're still there. Oh, yes. Answered prayer. Answered prayer. Answered prayer. I remember praying over a man who was going to have a big operation. I didn't even know that. But you know what? The Lord did a miracle. The operation wasn't what they thought it was. He had a bone missing in his head, and the Lord gave him a new bone in his head. This is God answering prayer. His brother brought him to me. Why? Because the brother had been healed of a back injury. Let me tell you this. God hears and answers prayer. But we need to be in the presence of God. We need to be in the presence of God. I'm looking at Luke 14, verse 34. Salt is good. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? Do you know that you are the salt of the earth? That's what Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount, that you are the salt of the earth. How do you lose your flavor? By not praying. By not praying. Oh yes, we gain the flavor of salt as we one to one, Lord and me, begin to pray and begin to ask God to do something in our lives. Oh yes, we have an adversary, and he tries to destroy us. You see, he cannot destroy Jesus. Jesus is risen from the dead. So because he can't get at Jesus, he gets at you and he gets at me. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. How we need to be salt to the earth. Salt, you know, when I have a piece of steak, I add salt to it. Or lamb, I add salt to it. It makes lamb taste more like lamb. And steak tastes more like steak. It's real. It's real. You are the salt of the earth. You bring flavor to the earth. Let me tell you, the earth is in need of flavor. People are so lost. They don't know what's right and what's wrong anymore. They say, well, I don't sin. I don't sin. Then you make God a liar. We all sin. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Yes. But God wants to call us back. God wants to call us back. We are the lost sheep that God wants to put on Jesus' shoulder, who was lost. Oh, yes. Remember, Jesus came to seek and save those that are lost. That's you. That's you. And he came to seek and to save you. You people are the salt of the earth. You bring flavor to the world. The world is without salt. The world is without flavor. The world is all into lust, greed. Yes, the world is into that. We bring salt and light to the world. Remember, Jesus said, you are the light of the world. We are borrowed light from the Son of God. Oh, yes, we are the light of the world. I don't know how many warts my light has, but I know that when I preach, God uses it and touches you. How do I know that? Because people write me and say, thank you very much. You were speaking just to me last week when you began to pray and when you began to preach. You were speaking just to me. Do you know what Jesus wants to make you? The salt of the earth, to bring flavor to the lost people. Oh, yes. The people are lost. There's so many people that are lost. And you know what? The best thing about being lost is being found by Jesus. Oh, yes. You say, but I'm a wicked sinner. We go one way or the other. We don't sin, or I'm a wicked sinner. I tell you, Jesus came to seek you and to save you and to save that which was lost. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. They throw it away. Oh, we don't want to be thrown away. We want to become salt in the earth for people who don't believe. And you know what happens? That happens when we seek God in prayer. Let anyone with ears to hear listen. 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 You know what? We have two ears and one mouth. We need to listen twice as much as we speak. Listen, God is speaking to you today. He wants you to know that He wants you to be salt and light to people in the world. Oh, yes, so that you will lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ. The parable of the lost sheep, chapter 15, is all about repentance and coming back to God. Now, all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. Tax collectors and sinners. Oh, yes. What do you think Jesus is going to do? Is he going to be like the Pharisees? He eats with sinners. No. He's going to want them to be touched by his presence and that they repent of their sins. Oh, yes. And so, with tax collectors and sinners, he comes and tells them a story. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, this fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them. I tell you, those Pharisees needed Jesus just as much as the tax collectors needed Jesus. But you know what? They wore the right clothes. They hung around with the right people. They had religion but had no faith. They had religion but had no faith. So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost? This is something that the shepherd would do. He would count his sheep, and if one was missing, he would leave the group of sheep on the hill where they were grazing, and he went and looked for the one sheep that wandered off. Are you that one sheep that wandered off? Are you the person that used to be wonderful in the sight of the presence of God, and now you've wandered off? It's time to come back. It's time to come back. Does he not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? Oh, he's looking for you. I'm getting this word that there are people who used to be so close to God, and now they've wandered away. Jesus is gone looking for you. He wants you to repent. He wants to give you a new life. He wants to start all over with you. When he has found the sheep, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. Oh, yes. I tell you, the angels in heaven rejoice when one sinner repents of his sin and turns to Jesus. Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who have no need of repentance. And Jesus is telling us there are not 99 righteous people. We all need to repent unless we've been washed clean with the blood of Jesus. But even after that, we know how to do wrong and we have to repent. How many times a day? Jesus said, if you have to repent 7 times a day, I'll forgive you 7 times a day. Oh, yes. Repentance is something that's very, very important. What is it? It's, I am at point A, and I make a 180-degree turnaround to point Z, and I ask God to forgive me. It's a 180-degree turnaround. It's repentance. It's going to the cross. It's being washed with the blood. It's all about repentance. And you know what? We have a sacrament of repentance. It's called confession. It's called confession. And I tell you, people don't use that sacrament anymore. They just fail to come, so many people. But we need to repent of our sins. Especially if we once knew Jesus and now we seem to be far away. The Lord is looking for you. I can assure you of that. The Lord is looking for you. And the best thing about being lost is being found. And then Jesus tells the sinners and tax collectors another story. Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search diligently and carefully until she finds it? Oh, yes. One coin was lost, and so she wants to look for it until she finds it. And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and her neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. It's the same story of the lost sheep. She rejoices because she's found the lost coin. Are you that lost coin today? Jesus wants to find you today. Are you that lost coin today? You don't need to be lost anymore. Jesus is saying, "Here I am. Take my hand. Come under the blood. Go to confession." Oh, yes. Jesus is saying those things. And over one person who repents, the angels of God sing and dance in the presence of God. Oh, yes. Are you that one person today? Then give your life to Jesus again and start all over again. You say, "But it's been so many years. I was once so in tune. Now I don't hear from God." It's time to repent. It's time to pray. It's time to ask God for conversion. Amen. The parable of the prodigal son. Remember that he's speaking to tax collectors and sinners, and they came near to him, and he tells them this story. It's the same story. It's the same moral. Then Jesus said, "There was a man who had 2 sons. The younger of them said to the father, 'Father, give me a share of the property that will belong to me.'" In other words, don't wait until you die, Dad. Just give me the share of the property that belongs to me. And you know what? The father did it. And the guy, or the son, so he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property in dissolute living, wine, women, and song. He lost it all. He lost it all. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout the country, and he begged to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country who sent him to his field to feed the pigs. I'm going to tell you, he's a Jew. He has nothing to do with pigs. But now he's feeding pigs. He's lost. But I'm going to tell you, he's not going to turn around until the pigsty does its work in him. Has the pigsty done its work in you? Are you not ready to turn around and give yourself to Jesus? Do you have to suffer more? I tell you, God is calling you today to give back your life to him, to go to the cross and say, Jesus, I've sinned. I've done it. Have mercy on me. Get to confession. Get to confession.
He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. But when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired hands have bread enough to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.
You see, the pigsty did its work in him. He comes to his senses and thinks, my father's slaves have food enough to eat, and I have nothing to eat. I'm starving. I'm going to return to my father. And what am I going to do?
I'm no longer worthy to be called your son, I'll say. Treat me like one of your hired hands. So he set off the repentance and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion.
Oh, yes. The father drew this reprobate son to himself. The father was there looking for the son every day. But now the father's love draws him back to himself. Oh, yes.
And he ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I no longer am worthy to be called your son.
I tell you, he was still a son in the pigsty. Oh, yes, he was still a son, but he was living like a pig. Then he repented and went 180 degrees home to Papa. Oh, how we need Papa. How we need to give our lives back to Jesus. How we need to be washed in the blood. How we need to go to confession.
But the father said to his slaves, quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet.
I think this is wonderful. You know, he puts sandals on his feet and gives the son the option to walk away again. But the son's not going to walk away. He knows what it is to live with pigs. He knows what it is to be sinful. He knows what it is to not be the light of the world and not be the salt of the earth.
Get the fatted calf, the father said, and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate. Why? For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
Are you dead today? Are you dead today? Return to the Lord. He will not forsake you. The word of God says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
Oh, my Lord, that's wonderful. No one who comes to me will I ever reject.
Do you know that today? God won't reject the sinner. God will rejoice and put a cloak on you and a ring. He'll kill the fatted calf. You'll be able to go back to Holy Communion. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Oh, yes.
And they began to celebrate.
What do you do when people return? You celebrate.
you celebrate. I tell you, celebration is important. We celebrate when somebody returns to the Lord. The angels of God celebrate. Now his elder son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing.
What's happening, he's saying. What's happening in the house?
He called one of the slaves and asked, what's going on? He replied, your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he got him back safe and sound. Then the elder son became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with the elder son. But he answered his father, listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours comes back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him. Then the father said to him, son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate, we had to rejoice, because his brother, this brother of yours, was dead and has come back to life, was lost, and now is found. Hallelujah. Are you one of those people? Are you one of those people that you are lost, and the best thing about being lost is being found? Oh yes, Jesus spoke to tax collectors and sinners, but the Pharisees did not like it. He eats with sinners and tax collectors. You know why? Jesus had his fishing rod out, or his nets out, to catch these people for the kingdom of God. What about you? Where do you stand? Remember what I said. The word of God says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. No one will I ever reject. You say, but I'm too far gone. No one is too far gone. God will restore you to himself if you just stand under the cross and ask the blood of Jesus to come upon you and get to confession. God will do wonders for you. And you know what? It's time not to play with God. It's time to be serious with God, that we give our whole life to him, our whole purpose to him. This ministry of radio is his ministry. This is not my ministry. I'm just the one who speaks with the unction of God, by the grace of God. By the grace of God, I tell you, this radio ministry belongs to God, and he wants to reach out to you today. And how do you respond? Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. I believe you are the Christ. Lord, I believe. Sing with me. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. I believe you are the Christ. Lord, I believe. Lord, I return. Lord, I return. I believe you are the Christ. Lord, I return. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord, Mary said. Let it be done unto me according to your word. And she was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Please pray for Michael McDuffie, who took a stroke, that God would raise him up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say, be healed, Michael, by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.